Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated over on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. It is getting closer to the summertime, and it is that time that the historic 1883 Stutsman County Courthouse opens its doors for the summer. So joining us today is site supervisor for the historic Stutsman County Courthouse, Steve Reedburn. And Steve, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Warren. I like being here.
Yeah, well, we love having you stop by, full of information. And going into your third year here, Steve, as site supervisor at the historic Stutsman County Courthouse, there's so much history. And what's so great is there's been so much work that has gone into this to open to the public and just step into that history. Easily the oldest building in North Dakota before North Dakota was even a state. I'm always astounded that that's a fact.
It is a fact. And it's the birthplace of North Dakota. The Constitutional Convention took place upstairs. So that's just two. It's the oldest structure in North Dakota, largest collection of pressed tin, and the birthplace of North Dakota.
Yeah, it is one of the sites that people need to have on their radar. If they'll be traveling through Jamestown, have family coming to Jamestown for the summer. The Stutsman County Courthouse will be opening their doors on Friday.
Correct. Yes. Friday, May 24th. We'll open at 10 o'clock. We're open 10 to 5 every day except Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
Wednesday through Sunday, we're open 10 to 5.
Excellent.
And even if it's a holiday, we're open, except for Memorial Day, which is a holiday, but we're not open.
Right. Open the doors. Give us the Memorial Day, and then we'll go into the summer, right, for Wednesday, starting Wednesday. Perfect. Yeah, and Steve, you already alluded to it. The biggest collection of pressed tin, so much history inside this courthouse, and just it's something that people traveling through, but also people of Jamestown, are more than welcome to stop by and check out.
Absolutely. We are amazed at how many people walk into the building from Jamestown and say, I've never been inside this building. And I'm thinking, wow. But you know, a lot of people, it's a fact that a lot of things in your hometown, you don't go see, you go somewhere else to see.
For sure. Yeah.
So, it's a fact.
It is. Yeah, it absolutely is. And I feel like since I've talked to you, I've stepped more foot into that courthouse more than I've stepped into some other places in Jamestown, just because of the history of it. You always see something new. And the great thing about this too, Steve, is it's absolutely free for anybody to check out, but donations are encouraged because those renovations, they cost some money at the courthouse.
Yes. Yeah. We love to let everybody, it's a public place, and we like everybody to come visit. Don't feel obligated to donate money, but we encourage you to do so if you can afford it.
Yeah.
Because it helps. Last winter, we had the doors to the courtroom done, and that was a $13,000 project. And that's just two doors.
Just two doors.
So it's expensive.
Wow.
But we keep plugging away at it. And like the old county commission from 1880s, we're going to do a room at a time until we get the whole thing complete.
There you go. And that's what it's going to take. And again, those donations are really going to help. And it'll make sure that that's around for generations to come so they can come and see the history of the Stutsman County Courthouse. That's really the big key of it, right?
Yes, It is the key. And the structure is sound. We've made sure that the fieldstone foundation is all adequate. Mm-hmm. And the brick, which is local brick by Anton Claus, that is all tuck pointed and painted and in good shape. And we're trying to take the best care that we can of that building.
Absolutely. Steve Reedburn again. He is the site supervisor of the historic 1883 Stutsman County Courthouse in Jamestown, opening their doors on Friday, May 24th, and then hitting the summer hours Wednesday through Sunday, 10 to 5. And then that includes holidays except for Memorial Day. I want to remind people about that. And Steve, something else that's so great about this courthouse is not only introducing people to come and learn more about the history, but you guys are bringing in a lot of entertainment and a lot of presentations that will just really keep that history going at the courthouse.
We try to keep something going at least once during every month.
For sure.
And this year we're going to have concerts, and we're going to have historical presentations. my boss, Rob Hanna from Bismarck, is going to be bringing some equipment for having children's games out in the yard.
Awesome.
So we also have the deputy sheriff program for young people. So we have lots to do, and we encourage everybody, if you've never been there, come listen to one of the concerts.
Definitely.
Listen to a historical presentation. Look over the building. Any questions, there'll be staff there to answer them.
Exactly. And you'll be there on hand for any questions. And let's just talk a little bit about that courtroom real quick too, Steve. It was designed in mind because there were no microphones back in that time. So that you get some really great acoustics in there for these presentations and for these performances.
Correct. It's just amazing. You go up there from the judge's bench and you can be heard up in the balcony.
It's crazy.
And you don't even have to be loud to do that.
You don't even need the microphones.
No.
I mean, we had a couple of groups. I stopped by one of those before, and you could hear it everywhere in the courthouse. It was amazing. And it's just such a surreal experience to take that in.
It is.
So.
And our stained glass windows, and it's all geared to be an acoustic wonderland.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. I love that. That's a great description of it. I hope we see that in a tour or something. This is an acoustic wonderland. So again, the Stutzman County Courthouse, historic Stutzman County Courthouse, opening their doors on May 24th. The Perth Place of North Dakota, the biggest collection of press tin. There's so much history and so many things to learn there, and things for everybody. The Sheriff's Program, these presentations, Steve. And it's going to be a busy summer for you guys. But are there some places they can go, Steve, to kind of get a rundown of these events and stay up to date with the courthouse throughout the summer?
Yes, we're going to try to do a lot of different things. State Historical Society of North Dakota, if you click on the 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse Historic Site, there should be a listing of our activities. They also have a Google Calendar, which is on the menu bar at the top of the page. It lists what goes on throughout the whole state.
Wow.
Jamestown Tourism has us on their calendar. We're trying to get on the radio. television, CSI yeah. cable, and we hope to take out a few ads in the newspaper.
Perfect.
At least digital.
Yeah, yeah. Any way you can get the information out there, and maybe even one of the best ways too, Steve, is to just stop by the courthouse and they can talk to you guys about those things too.
Yes, and we're going to have a listing. As soon as you come in and sign our guest book, there'll be a listing right next to there saying what's upcoming, what has already been, and the opportunities you have to come back and visit us again.
Perfect. There you go. Steve Reedburn again, site supervisor for the historic 1883 Stutzman County Courthouse. We're just excited with it being summertime and people looking for things to do again with family visiting, or you just find yourself at home with nothing to do. Come to the Stutzman County Courthouse and just see what that history of Stutzman County and the state of North Dakota. And Steve, you guys are willing to take questions, weird or not, but you guys are ready to give them tours and talk to them about all these things.
And if we don't know the answer, trust me, we'll find
They'll
out.
They'll find it. Yeah, exactly. One more thing I want to mention too, Steve, before we wrap up here, this is just a reminder we want to put out there. Even though you're open throughout the summer, there may be some times during the fall, the winter or the spring before you're open that people want to stop by, and they're more than welcome to call ahead and schedule something with you guys too.
Absolutely. All they have to do is call 701-252-1170. There's an answering machine, or sometimes I can answer the phone. And if you want to set up an appointment, it's a good idea to call a couple days before you'd like to have a tour.
For sure.
So that I can arrange it. But I am more than happy to open up the courthouse for anybody. I love that building and I like talking about it.
Well, hey, and that just makes it that much better. And people appreciate that there's somebody there who cares for that history and wants to share it with people. So keep it in mind, things to do this summer. The Stutzman County Courthouse should be near the top of that list in Jamestown. Again, tours going all summer long, Wednesday through Sunday from 10 to 5. Steve, anything else about the courthouse or about the events that are going on that you wanted to mention here this morning?
Well, we have several events in June. Mm-hmm. We have, first of all, Limpy Jack with Keith Norman will be in June. Then Joel and Isaiah from Fargo, North Dakota will play music on the 15th of June and the 22nd. Alden Coleman will be talking about George Lutz.
Oh, awesome. He knows quite a bit about George Lutz.
Yes. So those are three things going on in June, and we're hoping maybe by the end of June to have an escape room in the basement.
See, and that's very exciting as well. It's just another avenue of entertainment and a historical value as well to it. So, yep. Steve, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk, and hopefully we can see a lot of people at the courthouse this summer.
I hope so. Yeah. I'd like to break records this summer.
There you go. That is the goal. So get to the Stutzman County Courthouse. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Warren.